哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hello, good morning, brothers and sisters.
在这个神所应许的安息圣日，我们一同聚集在这里查考圣经上的道理。
This blessed that is Sabbath. Here we got to study His word.
在过去的星期四是我们一年一度的感恩节。
Last Thursday was Thanksgiving Day.
所以在教会里面，我们有特别的一个感恩聚会。
And here in Osmond Park, we had a special Thanksgiving fellowship.
每年到了感恩节的时候
，Every single year when Thanksgiving rolls around,
就会觉得好像时间过得越来越快啊。
Seem the times go faster and faster.
从这个年从感恩节开始，好像就马上要到年底了。
Sorry for Thanksgiving, not a short hop towards the end of the year.
好像一年又要过去了。
Seems another year is going by us.
因为接下来有一连串的假期。
For upcoming next, there is a winter vacation.
然后新年就开始了。
There are the end of the year holidays.
然后一年过去又是新的一年又开始。
After the year ends, there's a new year coming our way.
所以每次经过感恩节之后。
So every time after Thanksgiving.
就觉得说这一年又快要过去了。
I feel that this year is almost over.
当到年底的时候
，coming to the end of the year，
人自然会思考这过去这一年过的是怎么样的日子。
It's only natural for us to reflect upon what we did throughout this year.
尤其是一年又一年的这样不断的过去
，especially when the iteration is year after year，
会让我们不断的去思想，我们到底每天的生活里面意义跟目的到底在哪里
？It leads us to think what is the true value and true purpose of our life.
所以摩西在诗篇里面告诉我们
For Moses tells us in Psalm.
他说我们要求神赐给我们智慧
He tells us to ask God for wisdom.
使我们能够数算自己的年日
So that we can number our days.
因为当我们开始数算年日了
Because when we count our days.
我们就会得到智慧的心
Then we shall gain the heart of wisdom.
所以当我们到年底的时候
Therefore coming to the end of this year.
面对一年的结束新的一年的开始
Facing the conclusion of this year and the beginning of the next one.
也是我们要思考过去这一年的生活以及期望未来新的一年的开始
Now is a good time to reflect upon the things that happened in this year. And the things we look forward to next year.
所以我们今天就以新造的人来作为我们彼此学习思考的题目。
Therefore, for mutual encouragement, today let us share the topic a new creation.
我们翻到哥林多前书的第五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
哥林多后书的第五章十六节。
Excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
十六节
，verse 16。
所以，我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。十七节
，17。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。第十八节
，18。
这一切都是出于神。他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。在这一段是保罗特别提醒哥林多教会的信徒。
This passage is especially bound for the members of the Church of Corinth.
说当我们信了耶稣以后，必须要成为一个新造的人
He mentions that after we believe in Christ, we must become new creations.
今天很多所谓的基督徒有信耶稣，但是没有成为新人。
There are many so-called Christians who profess to be Christians but are not new creations.
好像参加教会，生命却没有任何的改变。
It appears that they go to church but their lives are not transformed.
但是你问他说你得救了吗
Were you to ask him, are you saved?
他说有我已经信耶稣了我当然得救了。
They would very certainly answer you yes, for I have believed in Christ.
他说你怎么确定你能够得救呢
Then comes the second question, how can you be sure that you're saved?
因为我信耶稣所以我就得救了。
And they say, because I believe, I am saved.
有时候你跟他们谈讲来讲去翻来翻去只有这一句而已。
Sometimes when we converse and take it as a level deeper, it is the same thing again and again.
只知道说有我口里相信耶稣，我就会得救
They only know that they profess and confess Jesus in their mouth, they shall be saved.
需不需要洗礼？不知道。
Is there a need for baptism? I don't know.
需不需要求圣灵？不知道。
Is there a need to ask for the Holy Spirit? I don't know.
需不需要读圣经？不知道，从来没有读。
Is there a need to read the Bible? I don't know, never read it.
需不需要去教会？有过节特别聚会都会去参加。
Is there a need to go to church? Yes, during holiday festivities.
需不需要做好人？需不需要行道理？
Is there a need need to be a good person to be doers of the word?
啊，不知道啊。
I don't know.
啊，所以啊，有些人虽然说是信了耶稣。
So those some people say that they believe in Christ.
而且自认为已经得救。
And they consider themselves to be saved already.
啊，但是他们却对圣经当中得救的要求一点概念都没有。
They are still some very blurry in regards to the requirements of the Bible to salvation.
啊，所以啊，在何西亚书里面啊，特别告诉我们。
The book of Hosea will deliver this message.
啊，神说啊，我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡啊。
My people perish because of lack of wisdom.
啊，神说你弃掉知识，我就弃掉你做我的百姓。
And thus says the Lord, if you forsake wisdom, I shall forsake you as my people.
哦，所以今天一个基督徒如果信了耶稣不懂道理。
Therefore, if we are Christians and don't understand the word.
而信了耶稣不学圣经。
If we are Christians and we don't learn after the Bible.
啊，自然而然不能分辨是非，明白对错。
Then we will not be able to discern right and wrong.
如果不能够明白对错。
If we cannot discern right from wrong.
如果不能了解基督耶稣的心肠。
If we cannot understand the mind and the heart of Christ.
如果看不到耶稣基督对我们生命的期望。
If we cannot see the expectation that God has towards our lives.
怎么可能成为一个新人来蒙主喜悦呢？
Then how can we be new creations and please the Lord?
所以信耶稣绝对不是只是口头上的一种讲法。
Therefore, to believe in Christ is not something that we say with our mouth merely.
得救更不是一种自我安慰的理由。
To be saved is not an excuse for self-comfort.
因为圣经里面有讲得非常清楚啊。
For the Bible explains this very clearly.
你要怎么样才能得救？
How can you be saved?
你要怎么样才是活出新人的生活？
How can you lead a life of new creation?
你要怎么样才能够最后蒙主的喜悦？
How can you in the end be a delight to the Lord?
所以我们今天既然要做基督徒，
So given that today we decided to be Christians,
就要实实在在做个表里一致的基督徒。
And let us be true Christians from the heart.
而不是只有嘴巴上。
Unanimously, outwardly, inwardly, not only
只有外表上
from my mouth out, from the surface
啊，更要从内心当中有改变
but rather let us have a change in our hearts
啊，如同保罗在这里讲的要更新成为一个新造的人啊
as like Paul says here let us be transformed and become new creations
哦，所以我们都希望成为一个新人
now all of us now want to be new creations
哦，所以罗马书里面告诉我们哦
the book of Romans tells us
我们看一下罗马书的第十二章啊
let us see Romans chapter 12
我们看罗马书十二章
Romans chapter 12
第一节
verse 1
罗马书的十二章第一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 1
他说所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们要将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然第二节
2
他说不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意啊，在这里保罗告诉我们
Paul here tells us
他说我们要成为一个新人
Let us become new creations
要能够把生命献在神的面前好像活祭一样
Let us offer our lives as living sacrifices before the Lord
所以啊我们今天信耶稣绝对不是只有表面上口头上或称呼上的改变
So today we believe in Christ and this transformation is only in the appearance or in our name
啊，因为在这里说我们是要将全身献上当作活祭啊
Because the message is clear, let us offer our entire bodies as a living sacrifice.
而不是只有把外表献上给人看见啊
Not only offer our appearance for other people to admire.
啊，这个北京烤鸭吃过吧
？We all have tried Peking duck.
啊，你看那个北京烤鸭，每次在切都是切那个皮呀、啊，对不对
？You know the Peking duck, the best part they slice off first is、
哦、那个皮，那个 skin 啊，那个皮这样子切薄薄一片，薄薄一片，然后包起来给你吃嘛，对不对
？Thin and crispy, and it is excellent.
啊，所以啊，如果我们今天只是一个外表的基督徒啊
，If we are Christians on the skin only，
啊，你就好像啊北京烤鸭一样啊
，Then we are like Peking duck，
啊，只有外面的皮切下来献上而已啊
，Only that skin can be offered and seen，
啊，但是里面还是都保留自我
，But inside we hold a reserve of ourselves，
啊，这个不是神所喜悦的
，This is not what God delights upon。
啊，十二节这里讲说是全人全部全体的献上
，In verse 2 we are told that。Our entire bodies and souls and souls are sacrificed.
啊，当成活祭全部献给神啊。
As a living sacrifice, they are offered up unto God.
啊，所以我们今天信耶稣也是这样。
Therefore, the same thing should apply when we believe in Christ.
要从内到外成为新人。
Let us be Christians and new creations inwardly and outwardly.
完全的改变，见证神的恩典。
Let us be completely transformed and witness God's grace.
啊，不管是在教会里面
，be it inside the church，
啊，或者是在外面的工作当中
，or being without when we work。
啊，不管是跟信徒在一起
，be it among our fellow members，
啊，还是跟其他的朋友相处
，or among our friends in this world，
啊，都要能够活出一个基督徒的形象。
In all circumstances, let us exude the aroma of Christ。
这个才叫做新造的人啊。
For this is what we mean by new creation。
啊，所以啊，新造的人有要求，新造的人是我们追求的努力的方向。
There are requirements for a new creation which we seek to become.
啊，在这里有告诉我们说，作为一个新造的人。
Now as new creations.
啊，保罗告诉我们有几件我们要努力达到的目标。
Paul says there are certain goals and targets that we must reach.
我们看回来哥林多后书的第五章。
Let us return to Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书五章十四节
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14
他说原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了十五节
15
并且他替众人死乃是叫那些活着的人不再为自己而活乃为那叫他们替他们死而复活的主来活那在这里保罗告诉我们我们如果想要成为新造的人
Paul tells us that this is what you should do if you want to be a new creation
第一个要求
Number one
就是要被主的爱所激励
Be compelled by the love of Christ
所以能够活出一个为耶稣而活的生活
For that is the manner in which can lead lives according to the will of Jesus Christ
在信主以前
Before we believed
我们人生有很多目标心中有非常多的追求
We have many dreams and ideals that we wanted to pursue
来到美国我们有美国梦想
When we came to the United States we took up the American dream
我们希望成功
We wanted success
我们希望富裕
We wanted riches
我们希望房子一栋接一栋
We wanted house of the house
我们希望孩子有最好的教育最好的未来
One of the best possible education and future for our kids
所以信主以前这是我们所追求所在乎所希望拥有的一切
Before we believed this is what we were busy about what we were thinking about what we hope for
但是在这里说当我们认识信仰得到耶稣以后
But not so according to what we read after we believe in Christ
保罗说因为耶稣基督的爱激励我们、
Because the love of Christ compels us
所以在这座众多我想要拥有的一切上面有一个更重要的目标了
And among the multitudes of my dreams and ideas there is a higher love to your goal
我们还是可以追求世界
Yes, we can still pursue things of the world
我们还是可以努力工作
We can still work hard to make a living
我们还是可以拥有房子
We can still possess houses and lands
我们还是应该要栽培儿女
We still should educate our children
我们还是可以继续努力追求我们美国的梦想
We are allowed to pursue our own American dream
但是在这一切的梦想之上还有个更重要的人生目标
But above and beyond this dream is a higher and loftier goal
就是我活着为了要为耶稣做点什么
Which is I live for Christ So what shall I do for him?
所以保罗说耶稣基督的爱激励我了
Paul says for the love of Christ compels me
从此之后我的人生有个更高更有价值的意义跟目标
And from now going forward I have a higher goal that I must pursue
使我能够因为耶稣基督的爱而来活出一个不同的生活来
So that by his life, by his love I can lead a different life
所以啊信主跟不信主最大的差别在哪里
Therefore what is the greatest difference between believing and not believing
信主以前你所重视的全部在世界上面
Before we believe all our pursuits were of this world
信主之后你眼睛开始往上看看到一个更美的价值
After we believe we started to look up and we saw something of higher value
因为有这个更高的价值
Because we see something of a higher value
所以有时候我们愿意舍弃世界上所拥有的好处
We're willing to exchange for that every good of the world
就是因为看到更荣耀的奖赏
because we see a more glorious reward up there
使我们能够暂时舍弃世界上的利益
it allows us to forsake the benefit and interest of the world
因为眼光变高了
because our sight has been elevated
所以生命价值就提升了
then the value of our lives has also likewise been elevated
所以你看啊那个天上的老鹰跟地上的鸡就是不一样啊
so analyze the difference between a chicken and an eagle
你看那个鸡哦
For example, the chicken.
在地上啊，整天啊就是翻石头找东西吃啊。
Just goes about kicking stones around, looking for worms to eat.
这个年轻的一代可能不知道哦。
Maybe the younger generation have no clue what this
is. 年轻的一代可能没有看过鸡啊。
Maybe the younger generation never saw a live chicken.
不认识鸡，只知道鸡肉是什么啊。
They know what a cooked roasted chicken is, but not a live chicken.
有一次问一个小朋友，你有没有看过鸡啊？
I once asked a kid, "Hey, have you ever seen a chicken?"
有，动物园里面有看过啊。
Oh yeah, I saw it in the zoo.
所以现在的孩子啊，可能不知道鸡啊，那个到处乱跑的鸡长什么。
So quite sadly, children have no experience of chasing chickens and roosters.
但是你看那个鸡哦，鸡整天就是头低着看着地上啊。
Coming back to the topic, what they do is to look on the earth and have their head bowed down.
整天呢就是不断的找东西吃啊。
Every day they look for things to eat and fill themselves.
到最后啊，养得肥肥的就只能拿到桌上当鸡肉啊。
And then when they are plump and full, they become your dinner.
所以我们今天呢，不要只是啊，眼睛看着地上啊。
Today let our sight not be focused on the things of the earth.
在这里保罗告诉我们说，有一个更高更美。更荣耀的
更荣耀的价值。
Paul tells us there is a glorious higher thing that we should pursue.
他说因为耶稣基督为你死了。
For the Lord Jesus Christ died for you.
所以保罗说我活着我要为耶稣基督来活。
Paul says then I shall live for Christ my Lord.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
Therefore today let us ask ourselves.
我们信主信多久了？
How long have we believed already?
认识耶稣认识多久了？
How long have we known Christ already?
体验到救恩体验多久了？
How much of the salvation have we experienced already?
感受耶稣的爱感受多久了？
How much of the love have we enjoyed already?
在这一段这么漫长的时间里面，
In this prolonged process,
请问我们为耶稣基督做过什么？
Let me ask this simple question. What have we ever done for him?
我们为他立过什么心志？
What sort of determination have we set for him?
我们为他做过什么样的改变？
What sort of action and change have we made for him?
有时候我们对自己啊，非常非常的宽容啊。
Many times we are too forgiving of ourselves.
觉得说，哎呀，我有来聚会，我就是个好基督徒了。
We feel that we've come to church, then we are good Christians.
你看啊，我都有来聚会哦。
Hey, see, every Saturday I show up.
我也会奉献哦。
I also offer.
我的工作已经结束，我的责任已经尽了。
That is done and finished.
但是真的是这个样子吗？
But is this how it works?
主耶稣真的缺你的钱吗？
Does Jesus really need your money?
主耶稣需要的是什么？
What does he really want from you?
他期望的是什么？
What does he expect from you?
他希望的是你心中有一个新的心智，新的志向。
What he desires is a new hope, a new determination that you set for him.
能够为了他的缘故，信仰的路多走一步。
And that you take a further step and make a further effort for his sake.
能够为他的缘故活得更好一点。
That you live a little better for his sake.
能够在困难的生活当中多爱他一点。
That you love him a little more even in struggle and challenge.
这个叫做为主而活的生活。
This is to live for Christ.
所以保罗说啊，耶稣的爱激励我啦。
Paul says, for the love of Christ compels me.
所以保罗活出一个不一样的人生来。
And therefore, he led a different life.
因为他知道耶稣爱他。
Because he knew of the love of Christ.
所以啊，有时候我们看保罗的生活啊。
So when we look at Paul's life as a whole.
你知道吗？对一个没有信主的人来讲啊。
Do you know that for a person who does not believe in Christ?
保罗就是个疯子啊。
Paul was a crazy person.
为什么说他是个疯子呢？
Why was he a lunatic?
原本是个家境很良好的非常好的背景。
He was a person from a very noble background.
非常好的教育。
He received a very good education.
有非常好的未来。
He had a bright future ahead of him.
有权有势有财有关系。
He had power, riches, and connections.
所以他本来可以成为一个非常非常成功的人士啊。
So originally he could have become something.
但是啊，保罗啊，为了耶稣舍弃了一切。
For the sake of Christ, he forsook everything.
到处传福音，被人打，被抓到监牢里面。
He went about the land preaching the gospel and being thrown in jail.
圣经里面说，好像世界上不配有的人一样啊。
It says that the world was not worthy of him.
所以啊，保罗的生活在外面的人看来好像神经病，好像疯了一样啊。
So to people looking at him externally, he is extremely crazy and a lunatic.
但是啊，保罗非常清楚自己为什么这么做。
However, it was very clear in his mind why he did that.
因为耶稣爱我啊。
Because Christ loves me.
所以我也要用我的一生来报答他。
And therefore, I shall compensate his love with my
entire life. 所以当保罗侍奉神侍奉了40年之后。
So after Paul served the Lord for 40 years.
当他年老了以后
when he became old and reached his elderly age
但年老了做了这么多圣工带领这么多人信耶稣
after leading so many people to come back to Christ and working for God
成为教会里如此重要的工人跟栋梁
after becoming such a pillar and a worker for God
但是当保罗年老的时候
what happened when he was old
当他写下自己心中的感受
what happened when he poured his heart out into a letter
他没有写说哎呀我做了什么我行了多少神迹我带多少人来信耶稣啊
He did not say, look, how many people have led to Christ? How many miracles I have performed?
保罗在提摩太前书写什么？
What did he write in 1 Timothy?
他说耶稣爱我啊。
The Lord loves me.
他说啊，连我这种不配的罪人，他都拣选了我。
Even me, this unworthy sinner, was worthy of him choosing.
因此他用一生来报答主耶稣啊。
And therefore, he used entire life to pay the love of Christ.
所以新造的人能够体验到耶稣基督的爱。
New creations are supposed to be able to experience the love of Christ.
新造的人能够被耶稣的爱所激励。
New creations are supposed to be able to be compelled by His love.
新造的人能够因为基督的爱而立下新的心。新的方向新的追求
New creation are supposed to lay down aside their own things to set a determination for Christ
我们看回来哥林多后书第五章
Let us return to 2 Corinthians chapter 5
第十六节
Verse 16
哥林多后书五章的十六节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16
十六节
16
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了虽然凭着外貌认过基督如今却不再这样认他了。在这里告诉我们说新造的人的第二个要求啊。
This here is the second requirement to new creation.
就是不要再用外貌 外在来评断你的信仰啦。
Namely, not to regard our faith based on appearances.
而在这里，保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒
，Here Paul tells the members of the Church of Corinth，
说我们以前都错了。
In the past, we were all wrong.
为什么错了呢
？Wow.
因为我们只是看到耶稣是穷木匠的儿子。
Because we only saw Jesus Christ as the son of a poor carpenter.
我们只看到这个基督教全都是穷人在信的。
Because we saw Christians as followers of this poor carpenter.
所以我们认定他们是违背律法。
So we assess them to be contrary to the law.
所以我们把基督钉在十字架。
And because of this, we nailed Christ to the cross.
所以我们逼迫基督徒。
Because of that, we persecuted Christians.
为什么？因为都是凭着外貌、外在来判断。来判断基督啊。
Why? Because we assess Christ from the appearance only.
所以保罗告诉我们说，今天我们成为一个新造的人啊。
Paul tells us that now that we are new creations,
我们就不再以外貌来评断我们所信的耶稣。
We must no longer judge Christ through his appearance.
从以赛亚书里面告诉我们啊。
From the recordings of Isaiah.
以赛亚书51章啊。
And Isaiah chapter 51.
他说我们说耶稣基督，他说这个救主如同根出于干地啊。我们来看一下啊。
It says that Christ was like a root coming up from dry land.
我们来看一下以赛亚书哦。
Let us take a look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十三章哦。
Isaiah chapter 53.
五十三章。
53.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以赛亚书的五十三章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2.
他说他在神的面前生长如嫩芽，如根出于干地，他无家行美容。我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。第三节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。那这里呢，是以赛亚先知讲到基督耶稣降生。
Here Isaiah prophesizes the coming of Christ the Messiah.
他说啊，耶稣降世啊，不是什么大有荣耀、大有威严、大有尊荣的来到世界啊。
He says that he comes not as a king with great majesty and honor and glory.
他没有降生在这个皇宫里面啊，成为一个荣耀的君王。
He did not come to this world as a glorious king in a glorious palace.
反而为了我们的缘故成为卑微啊。
But quite on the contrary, he became lowly for his sake.
他说啊，好像根出于干地一样。
And the description given of him is.A root out of dry ground.
没有什么让人羡慕的家型美容。
No form, comeliness, or appearance for us to admire.
没有什么让人称赞的身家背景。
With nothing for us to praise him about his family background.
他说被人藐视，我们也不尊重他。
He was despised, and neither did we esteem him.
所以当代的人都犯了一个很大的错误。
The people of the time made a great mistake.
他们都用外貌来评断耶稣。
They assess Christ from his appearance.
因此他们抛弃了这个救恩的道路。
And because of that, they forsook the path that led to salvation.
当耶稣行了神迹，当耶稣传扬福音。
When Jesus performed miracles and preached the gospel.
本来很多人听了看见非常非常的惊讶。
Originally, many people were astonished at his deeds.
结果再一问原来他就是那个穷木匠的儿子啊。
But after inquiring further, we realize, oh, this is the son of the poor carpenter.
圣经里面讲说，众人就厌弃他啦。
The Bible says that people forsook him.
因为用外貌来评断耶稣啊。
They despised him because they regarded him through the appearance.
所以当我们读到圣经里面这些记载
，Therefore, when we read this recordings of the Bible,
我们可能会心中非常的生气啊。
Maybe we will feel incensed.
这些人真是无知。
How ignorant can these people be?
这些人眼睛瞎了。
How blind can these people possibly be?
如果今天有这么大的神迹啊。我一定早就已经全心跟随他了。
And we say, if we have seen the miracles that Jesus performed, we will be following him day and night.
讲的都很容易啊。
And yes, it is easy to talk the talk.
做事后诸葛亮啊，到今天你今天讲说我要跟随，都很容易的啊。
But it is easy to say, I want to do this, I would have done that.
但是如果我们在当时候哦。
But if we were existed during that time.
就算让我们亲眼看到神迹啊。
Even if we saw his signs and wonders with our own eyes.
我们也有可能是在十字架下喊着钉死他，钉死他的那个人啊。
It's quite probable that we will be among those who yell crucify him.
为什么？因为人常常凭着外貌来论断价值。
Because people of nature is to assess the value of something or someone through the appearance.
所以在这里告诉我们说。 说我们成为一个新造的人。
Therefore, we are told that we have become new creations.
就不要再凭着外貌来定、来论、来看我们的信仰。
And that means that we cannot longer assess our faith through the appearance.
所以我们今天在寻找信仰。
So today, for example, we seek to make a faith.
我们在寻找教会。
If we are seeking a true church.
不是在看这个外在的建筑有多么的雄伟。
We cannot focus on the majesty of the church building.
更不是看那个教会的历史有多久的长久。
Neither can we focus on the history of a certain church.
有一次我在跟一个朋友在聊天
One instance I was talking to a friend.
结果我翻圣经翻了半天我说你们教会的道理不对啊。
And turning through the Bible left and right, I showed him, you see what you teach in your church is not right.
我说哇，你看圣经是这样写，圣经是这样子写的。
The Bible says it clearly, it is this way.
你知道他最后跟我说什么吗？
Do you know what he said in the end?
他说我们怎么可能会错？
How can we possibly be wrong?
我们的教会已经一千多年了。
Our church has a 1,000-year history.
我们有一千多年的历史，我们怎么可以会错？
We have 1,000 years of records to back us up. How can we be wrong?
我说呀，虽然圣经写得很清楚，他错了。
So although the Bible points at their wrongdoing.
但是他只看到他教会的历史。
They only look unto their vast history.
他只看到那个雄伟的建筑。
They look at the majesty and magnificence of their church buildings.
只看到里面有名望的人士。
They only look at the people of fame in their church.
跟我讲说，我告诉你，我们牧师有两个神学博士
哎。他说 ，Hey, we have 2 PhDs in theology in our church. How about your church?
我跟他讲说那个有神学博士是。不信神的很多
I tell him, did you know that there are many PhD in theology who are atheists?
在那个在哈佛神学院里面哈佛的神学系里面很多神学教授是无神论者
In the theological department of Harvard University, many of those professors are atheists.
他们只是把圣经当作一个考古书籍来研究而已
They only take the Bible as an archaeological reference.
或者是把圣经当作一种文学作品来阅读而已
Maybe they only analyze and admire it from a literary standpoint.
所以我们今天信仰如果在寻找的是什么？要有博士的啦，要有历史的啦，要有大会堂的啦。
So if we are looking for a church and we want a huge church building with a years of history and PhDs in the membership,
很容易到最后眼睛就被迷住了，看不到正路。
Then in the end our eyes will be blinded and we'll be blinded from the true path.
所以在这里告诉我们
So this is the message.
他说从今开始我们不再凭着外貌来看
From now we regard no one according to the flesh.
因为我们曾经用外貌来论断耶稣。
In the past we regarded Christ through the flesh.
所以我们犯了一个很严重的错误。
And therefore we were very wrong.
从今天开始不再这样。
From today on we shall no longer be like that.
所以信仰不是看外面。
Therefore faith is not based on appearances.
信仰也不是看某个人。
Faith is not depend on any certain person.
所以我们的信仰不能建立在某一个人的身上。
Therefore faith cannot be built upon any one person.
不管是带你来教会的朋友。
Not even the friend that brought you to church.
或者是在讲台上的传道。
Not even the pastor standing in the pulpit.
或者是某一个非常有恩赐的弟兄。
Or any gifted brother and sister.
这些人都不能够成为你信仰追寻的对象。
None of these can become the target of your worship and pursuit.
所以我们今天信耶稣。
Therefore today we believe in Christ.
圣经里面告诉我们说我们要完完全全的来到耶稣基督的面前。
The Bible tells us to come completely and fully to his presence.
不要再凭着外貌来看我们的信仰
I no longer regard our faith through the appearance
凭着外貌来认信仰还有另外一个教训
There is another implication of judging through the appearance
就是要能够看到你信仰的目的跟核心
Which is that we need to look at the objective and core of our faith
为什么来信耶稣
Why do we believe
为什么寻找神
Why do we seek God
你是希望得到富足吗
Do you want riches
还是只希望得到身体健康
Do you want health
还是只是需要来寻找朋友
Do you desire to have more friends?
他说这些都只是外表的外貌外在而已
All these things are the external and superficial
信仰你要寻找它目的跟核心
What we seek in our faith this is core and its objective
你信耶稣你要真正看到耶稣
If you live in Christ then your eyes should see Jesus
而不是看到很多朋友
And not a bunch of friends
你来信耶稣你要看到天国
When we come to Christ we need to behold the heavenly kingdom
而不是看到很多做生意的机会
And not see many business opportunities
所以在这里告诉我们
So this is what we are told.
我们信仰一定要进入信仰的本质。
When we enter into faith, we need to enter deep into its essence.
核心就是得救进天国。
The core is to be saved by entering into the heavenly kingdom.
我们来看路加福音的第十七章
Let us turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音的第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
十七章。
17.
第十四节。
Verse
第十二节
Verse 12.
他说到一个村庄，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着。十三节。
13。
高僧说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”14。
14。
耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。15节。
15。
内中有一个见自己好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神。18节。
18。
主耶稣讲说：“除了这外族人，没有人回来归荣耀给神吗？”19。
19。
就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。这是一个非常非常重要的神迹啊。
This is a very important miracle.
它很重要，不是因为有麻风病人得医治。
It's important. It's not based on the healing of the lepers.
它很重要，不是因为有人得恩典看到神迹。
It's important. It's not that people saw the grace of God and were healed.
它很重要，是因为它告诉我们什么样才叫做得救啊。
It is extremely important because it tells us what salvation actually is.
在这里有十个人。
Here there were 10 lepers.
十个人都见了神迹。
10 of them experienced the grace of God.
十个人都得到恩典。
10 of them experienced a miracle.
十个人都亲眼见神。
10 of them saw God with their own eyes.
啊，但是到最后只有一个人得救啊。
And then only one was saved.
啊，其他九个人虽然病好了。
All the other nine were physically healed.
啊，很抱歉，跟得救无关，跟天国的门路无关啊。
It's quite sad that they were strangers from the heavenly kingdom, the gate leading to heaven.
我们有时候都觉得啊，哎呀，我生命当中要是有恩典、有神迹、有奇事，我就跟耶稣很亲近啊。
Sometimes we think to ourselves, if we were experience Lord's blessings and grace every day, we'll be very close to
Him. 啊，表示我可以进天国啊。
Because that would mean that we are ready to enter the heavenly kingdom.
错，而且错得非常离谱啊。
That is wrong and very, very wrong.
那在这里啊，十个人都得了大神迹啊。
Here, the 10 lepers experienced a great miracle.
十个人那个大麻风无治之症啊，那个没有药可以医治的绝症，通通都好了。
The 10 men were terminally ill with no hope for being healed, but now they were completely healed.
啊，但是在这里主耶稣说什么？
But what did Jesus say of them?
主耶稣只对一个人说，你的信救了你啊。
Only to one of them did he say, go your way, your faith has made you well.
所以很简单啊，其他九个人没有机会了。
So it is quite easy to explain. The other nine have no chance.
哦，所以记住一件事情啊。
Let us remember this.
神迹跟得救是没有关系的。
Miracles are not related to salvation.
恩典跟得救也没有直接的关系。
Grace is not directly related to salvation either.
什么样跟得救有直接的关系？
What is actually related to salvation?
主耶稣对你说，你的信救了你，你就得救了。
If Jesus says to you, your faith has made you well, you are saved.
啊，但是要怎么样才能够让主耶稣对你说这句话呢？
But what shall we do for the Lord to tell us?
要回来跪在耶稣的脚前。
We need to return and kneel down before His presence.
来跟随耶稣的脚步。
And follow His steps.
要听从他的道理。
We need to heed His word.
要能够大声赞美神。
We need to glorify Him at a loud voice.
活出一个感恩的生活。
And lead life of thanksgiving.
以耶稣基督为我们生命当中的喜乐。
And consider Him our joy and our all.
而这样子主耶稣就会告诉你，你的信救了你啊。
Then the Lord shall come to us and say your faith has made you well.
所以我们今天信仰在追求什么？
Therefore, why do we really want in our faith?
你是希望大麻风得医治就好了吗？
Do you desire for your leprosy to be healed merely?
还是你要追求主耶稣对你说，你的信救了你，天国的盼望是你的？
Or do you want to take a step further and let the Lord tell you your faith has made you well?
但是我们今天很多人啊，信仰非常的表面啊。
Many of us have a very superficial faith.
我们只希望看到外貌。
We only want that appearance.
啊，有恩典，有福气，有平安，有喜乐。
The appearance ofgrace, peace, joy, and contentment.
有这些就可以啦。
And this is good enough.
啊，有没有耶稣？有没有进天国？有没有为主耶稣努力？有没有灵性长进啊？这个不重要啊。
We have Jesus, our hope of salvation. Whether we have a place in the heavenly kingdom where we work for Him doesn't really matter.
哦，所以有时候啊，信主多年啊，离神遥远啊。
Therefore, it seems that the longer we believe, the farther we are from Christ.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，不要再凭着外貌看我们的信仰。
But here we are told, do not assess our faith through this appearance.
啊，信仰有恩典，有神迹，有神的福气，这是好的。
For our faith to be full of miracles, signs, wonders, and miracles is good.
这个是我们要感谢的。
And this is something we should be thankful about.
所以啊，我们在感恩节哦，有让大家做见证啊。
Therefore, doing Thanksgiving, we let people share short testimonies.
所以很多弟兄姐妹啊，就见证到神在他们生命当中的恩典啊。
Many brothers and sisters thankfully express the grace that we receive from God.
这是好的，也是美的。
This is good and beautiful.
啊，但是这不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important.
什么是最重要的？
What is that matters
most? 就是借着这些神迹奇事的体验。
It is the actual experience that we have through this miracle,
让你能够更认清楚你要追随的基督。
Namely, to see Christ clearly so that we can pursue Him further.
我们来看一下约翰福音哦。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音的第二十章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20.
30节。
Verse 30.
约翰福音的第二十章的第三十节。
John chapter 20, verse 30.
他说耶稣在门徒的面前另外行了许多的神迹，没有记在这书上。31节。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣为基督， 是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命了。啊，在这里使徒约翰告诉我们
，Here the Apostle John tells us，
他说为什么要行神迹
？Why is there need for miracles？
神迹只是让你生活更好吗
？Are miracles meant to improve your life？
啊，让你更加的富裕吗
？Are they only to make you richer？
没有啊，约翰在这里讲说为什么有神迹
？Not really. Here John tells us the reason for miracles.
他只是为了让你能够确认基督是耶稣是基督啊。
He asks for us to have further certainty that Christ is the Lord.
让你能够信他。
So that we can believe in him.
啊，最后能够叫你得生命啊。
In the end, we can gain life.
如果今天神迹不能叫你认识耶稣，
if the miracles that you see and experience cannot bring you to the knowledge of Christ,
这个神迹对你一点帮助都没有。
Then the miracle is absolutely useless to you.
如果这个神迹不能叫你信他，
if this miracle cannot make you believe in him,
那这个神迹一点意义都没有。
The miracle is absolutely meaningless.
如果这个神迹不能叫你得生命，
if the miracle cannot bring you life,
这个神迹一点意义都没有。
Then this miracle doesn't serve any purpose.
因为这都只是外貌而已。
For this is all only concerning the appearance.
所以信仰不要只看见外貌，
Therefore, our faith should not be based on appearances,
更要看到内中的实质。
But rather, we need to look into the essence.
什么是内中的实质？
And what is the essence of faith?
就是认识基督，耶稣是基督。
It is to know that Jesus is the Christ.
就是叫我们能够信他。
It is to be able to believe in him.
最后叫我们能够得生命啊。
In the end, to receive life.
这个才是我们信仰的内容，信仰的核心。
This is the content and the core of our faith.
所以作为一个新造的人，
Therefore, as new creations,
我们自然眼睛就明亮，就要看得清楚。
Our eyes are being brightened and open so that we can see clearly.
能够知道自己为什么来到教会。
So that we can know why we have come here.
为什么要行道守道。
Why we need to keep the word and be doers of the word.
为什么要参与圣工。
Why we need to be a partakers of holy work.
因为我们要认识基督。
The answer is because we want to know Christ.
我们看回来哥林多前书的第五章。
Let us return to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
哥林多前后书的第五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
十七节
17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了，旧事已过，都变成新的。十八节
18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他的和好的职分赐给我们。那在这里呢，保罗继续教我们了。
Here Paul continues to instruct us.
他说我们都说自己要做新人，
We all say that we want to be new creations.
我们都说要做一个这个基督徒，要活出耶稣基督的生命来。
We want to be real Christians and lead out a true life of Christ.
保罗说不要只是嘴巴讲啊。
But Paul says let that be not only in your speech.
你要做新造的人。
Be new creations.
你就要能够达到耶稣基督对你的要求。
And therefore meet the expectation that Christ has set for you.
所以我们刚刚讲的第一，你要为耶稣来活。
We mentioned that the first requirement is to live for Christ.
第二，你要超越外在的恩典。
The second requirement is to transcend the grace that is outwardly.
啊，第三。这里啊，保罗告诉我们说，我们要藏在基督里面啊。
And here we have the third requirement, which is to remain in Christ.
他说哇，你如果在基督里面，你才是新造的人啊。
If we are in Christ, then we are new creations.
啊，如果你今天没有在基督里面
，If we are not within Christ,
啊，对不起啊，你就不是新造的人哦。
Sadly, we are not new creations.
他说啊，我们今天在耶稣基督里面啊。过去的旧的事情就过去了。
If anyone is in Christ, all things have passed away.
我们就成为一个新的，有新的开始啊。
We can become new with a new beginning.
那你知道人生今天最可悲的是什么？
Do you know what is the saddest thing in life?
就是人生啊，不能够像打电动玩具一样哦。
It is that we cannot take it as a video game.
哦，你看人生的，如果打电动玩具啊，玩，哎呀，输了怎么办？Restart 重来嘛。
If you play a video game and you lose game over, what happens? You just hit the reset button.
啊，所以啊，以前我在玩游戏的时候哦。
So in the past when I used to play games.
哦，每次都走几步就存档一次，走几步就存档一次哦。
Every time I would save every few steps I made.
啊，所以只要啊，哇，只要输了就马上倒回来啊。
So therefore, when I lost, I would just load the previous game.
哦，所以啊，这个很简单啊，所以玩游戏很简单啊。
It is easy playing video games in this manner.
搞砸了重来就好了。
If we mess up, then let's start over.
啊，但是很可惜啊。人生不像电动玩具啊。
Unfortunately, life is not as simple as that.
人生没有重来的机会啊。
There is no do-over in life.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们活到今天啊。
Therefore, we have lived until the present.
我们常会回头去想啊，我当初要是怎么样就好，我当初要是怎么样就好啦。
And always we think and we say, if I had done that, if I had been like that.
啊，是不是？我们有时候啊，生命当中哦，常常有那种。 常常有那种懊悔啊。
Is that not true? Our in our lives are sprinkled with regrets.
啊，有一次啊，我跟一些教会的小朋友在聊天啊。
Once I was chatting with a few kids from church.
啊，结果我们在聊，就聊到说，问说传道你以前有没有什么后悔的事情啊
？And as we were talking, they asked this question, Pastor, do you regret anything in your life?
我说有啦，偷偷告诉你们一件事情啊。
I said yes, but keep it a secret.
他说啊，其实啊，我以前啊，做传道以前啊，因为我读财经的，玩股票啊。
Before I became a pastor, I studied finance, so I day traded.
哦啊，结果啊。哇，那个那时候 Google 要上市啊！
At that time, Google was about to start its IPO.
哦，所以哦，哇，我们特别调了一笔钱啊，就是要买它。
Therefore, we pulled a bunch of money in order to buy the stock at IPO.
啊，结果啊，因为调钱，我忘记中间有时差，所以晚了一天钱才到啊。
And because I forgot about the time difference in regards to the NYSE, my transaction got there a day later.
哦，所以啊，我就想说，哇，第一天没有买到，我第二天再买吧。
I thought about it. I missed the first day. I'm gonna buy it. The second day.
啊，结果第二天涨价70%啊。
The first day, the stock went up 70%.
我说没有关系，我后天再买。
And I said doesn't matter. I wait until the next day.
后天涨了230%啊。
And then the day after that, it grew 230%.
所以有时候我跟我太太在开玩笑哈。
So then when I joke with and chat about this with my wife,
我说啊，我就差那一天呐。
I said it was just one day difference.
我差那一天呐，你就是啊贵夫人呐。
Just one day, and we will have become multimillionaires.
哦啊，但是我告诉你啊，如果你成了贵，如果我们成了贵夫人呐。
But I tell you, if we had indeed become multimillionaires,
我可能就不会做传道啦。
Then I might have probably not be a pastor.
我说有时候啊，人生就是这样啊。
This is how life works many times.
时间差一点后悔一辈子啊。
It is just a slight time difference that leads us to a level of regret.
啊，当然了，这个只是讲出来大家笑笑，这个东西，这个哦，没有什么好后悔的啦。
Of course, this is just light-hearted speech. There is no really regret.
啊，因为我觉得我现在这样的生活也非常好，非常感谢主啊。
Because I feel like my life is good now, thank God.
啊，但是有些人呐，他的生命当中有很多让他懊悔的事情啊。
Some people's life are filled with regrets of all types.
哦，使得他过去有些事一直放不下。
There are many things that they cannot let go of.
过些过去的后悔没有办法忘记。
There are regrets that they cannot forget.
啊，但是在这里啊，保罗告诉我们啊。
But here Paul tells us.
他说，当你来到耶稣基督的里面啊。
When you come within Christ.
啊，当你认识了信仰。
After you have known what faith is.
当你得到了救恩。
After you have received salvation.
当你接受了大水的洗礼。
After you receive the baptism in living water.
他说，你过去的一切就被洗掉了。
All the things of the past have passed away.
人生不用再活在懊悔当中。
There is no need to live in regret.
因为现在你有耶稣了。
Because now we have Christ.
所以对我们来说，每个早晨都是新的。
Therefore to us, every morning is new.
每个早晨都是美的。
Every morning is beautiful.
因为你可以往前看。
Because there is something we can look forward to.
有些人非常可怜啊。
Some people are in a very unfortunate situation.
他活在过去的噩梦当中。
They live in a nightmare of the past.
所以无法走出过去的阴影。
And they cannot walk out of the shadows of the past.
一再后悔，一再痛苦。
They live in the shadow of regret.
但是保罗告诉我们说不用。
And darkness, the Paul says, no need for this.
他说，当你来到耶稣里面，你就成为新造的人。
When you come to Christ and in Christ, you are a new creation.
而既然成为新造的人，你就有个新的开始。
Have become new creations, we have a new beginning.
所以过去的已经发生了。
Therefore, the past is the past.
来不及了。
It is too late.
不用去想了。
There is no need to cry over spilled milk. But we can look forward.
啊，过去你不认识耶稣，所以你生活当中痛苦。
In the past we didn't know Christ, therefore we suffered.
但是从今天开始。
But from today forward.
因为你是个新造的人。
Because we are new creations.
因为你有耶稣待在你的生命当中。
Because Christ accompanies us in our lives.
所以你的每个早晨都是新的。
Every morning things are new.
每个人生每一天都充满了盼望。
Every day is filled with hope.
啊，所以啊，今天信耶稣的人。
So those who believe in Christ today.
是有盼望有喜乐的人。
Have a hope and have a future.
啊，但是在这里有一个要求啊。
But there is a requirement.
就是你要在耶稣基督的里面啊。
Which is to be in Christ Jesus.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们今天啊，虽然信了耶稣啊。
So although we believe in Christ today.
那怎么有时候觉得还是问题很多，麻烦很多啊
？Why do we feel that we have so many cumbersome things to deal with?
那我听过一个传道在讲啊。
I heard a preacher share this.
他说啊，我们今天啊，生活很多问题。
He said, we are filled with problems in our lives.
常常是因为我们信仰很多问题。
And many times because we have many problems in our faith.
我们信仰很多问题。
And the reason we have many problems in our faith.
常常就是因为我们灵修很有问题啊。
It's because we have a great issue with spiritual cultivation.
哦，所以啊，追根究底就是灵修生活不够啊。
Therefore, the root of the problem is a lack of spiritual cultivation.
哦，就像有些人啊，这健康不太好哦。
This is comparable to some people who suffer from health problems.
啊，我最近跟一个朋友，跟一个信徒在聊天，他说啊，我常常生病，我常常生病，我常常生病啊。
Lately, I was conversing with a church member, and he used to tell me I get sick all the time.
哦，我跟他说啊，有时候啊，健康不好啊。可能哦， 可能啊，要看看你生活的习惯哦。
And I asked him, if your health suffers, maybe has to do with your habits.
哦，那常常生病可能跟生活的习惯是有关系的。
If you oftentimes get sick, it might be related to your lifestyle.
哦，像我到非洲的时候哦。
For example, when I went to Africa.
哦，在非洲我还要写那个生活健康手册给他们啊。
In Africa, I had to write a manual of lifestyle and hygiene.
啊，因为他们没有什么概念啊。
Because they don't have much of an idea about
this. 那有时候啊，拿那个抹布啊，来擦桌子哦。
So sometimes they take a piece of cloth, a rag, and wipe the table.
啊，抹布是黑色的，有够脏的啊。
The rag becomes dirt black.
哦，那个擦完桌子再擦脸啊。
But after wiping the table, they wipe their faces clean.
我刚讲说你要先擦脸再擦桌子啊。
I tell them maybe you should invert the process, face first, table later.
没有概念嘛。
Because they have no idea.
非洲的信徒很可爱哦。
The members in Africa are really adorable.
他们每天早上啊，一定有一件事，他们每天早上一定要做。
There is something that they must do every single morning.
他们一定要刷皮鞋。
They need to shine their shoes.
很爱刷皮鞋。
They love that shiny glitter on their shoes.
而且他会偷人家的鞋子来刷哦。
And then they
偷别人。偷人家的，我常常早上起来鞋子就不见了。
They would grab other people's shoes to shine. Many times when I wake up, my shoes are gone.
那早上那个蚊帐一打开，我鞋子又不见了。
I come out of the mosquito net and I say, Hey, where are my shoes?
他们很喜欢擦皮鞋啊。
They love to shine shoes.
那但是有一个很坏的习惯啊。
But they have a habit that is not so good.
那就是啊，那个鞋子跟鞋那个刷皮鞋的刷子跟鞋油，刷完皮鞋以后哦。
Which is that after brushing and wiping the shoes.
刷脑袋。
They use it to shine their heads.
我说你刷头干嘛？
I say, why are you shining your head?
我说比较亮啊。
They say, then it's brighter.
有时候
shinier.
我说那个东西有毒耶。
I said, those things have poisonous chemicals.
不知道啊。
And they say, oh, we didn't know.
有一次啊，早上我被呛到从房间里面跑出来啊。
Once, the smell was so bad that I ran out of my room.
我说你在干什么？烧垃圾。
I say, what are you people doing? They say, we're burning garbage.
为什么在我门口烧垃圾？
And I asked, why right at the door of the church?
而且啊，我看他到垃圾都烧什么。
And I saw what they were actually burning.
因为他们非洲没有在收垃圾，没有垃圾车在收垃圾。
In Africa, there is nothing as trash collection.
所以都自己烧。
So people burn their own trash.
他们都把塑胶桶子啊，塑胶东西全部扔进去啊。
And they put plastic buckets, all things that cause bad toxins.
塑胶是不可以烧的、啊。
You probably know that the fumes that come from plastic are toxic.
塑胶烧下去会出人命的、
啊。It can actually cause lives.
我说你们怎么烧这个
？And I ask, why are you burning this?
他说烧这个好哎。
They say this is good.
哇，为什么
？I ask why.
他说哇，那个丢塑胶进去烧得特别快，烧得特别旺。
They say when you put plastic, it feeds the flame.
我刚对对，我刚讲说对，死的也特别早。
I say yes, yes, it feeds the flame and it brings earlier death.
我说难怪你们的平均寿数只有43岁而已啊。
No wonder your life expectancy is 43 years only.
大家每天都在门口烧塑胶啊。
Because you
塑胶椅子、塑胶桶子坏掉的全部丢到火里面去啊。
You smell the aroma of toxic fumes every single day at your doorstep.
啊，但是不知道。
But they didn't know.
因为缺乏了这方面的知识。
Because they like this type of knowledge.
所以影响了他们的生活。
This affects their lifestyle.
因为生活的方式有问题。
And because the lifestyle has these sort of issues that we talk about.
所以自然身体健康就出状况。
Then naturally health suffers.
那我们的信仰有时候也是这样啊。
The same concept applies to our
faith. 很多时候我们都不知道啊。
Many times we don't know what is happening.
我们常在自己的门口烧塑胶啊。
We are burning trash, especially speaking in front of our doorstep.
常常吸那个属灵的毒气啊，在常常吸那个毒气啊，来影响你属灵的生命啊。
We inhale toxic fumes, spiritually speaking, that poison our lives.
哦，所以啊，自然那个属灵的健康就不好啦。
So naturally, our spiritual health deteriorates.
哦，所以在这里提醒我们啊。
So this is a reminder given to us.
他说啊，当我们今天啊，想要做一个新人，活出一个新的生活。
As we decide to be new creations and start a life anew.
我们就要来到耶稣基督里面。
Let us come within Christ.
明白主耶稣对我们的要求。
Let us understand what he expects from us.
了解圣经上教导生活的方式。
Let us understand what is the lifestyle that is biblical.
啊，当你生活当中按照主耶稣的要求来行。
When we conduct our lives according to the Lord's requirements.
你自然就属灵生命健康强壮。
Then our spiritual lives will naturally be healthy and strong.
你如果常常能够走在主的面前。
If we can always walk with the Lord.
你自然能够得到滋润生命丰盛。
Then we will naturally be nourished and irrigated.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们外在这个人啊，非常的滋润啊。
So many times it is that outwardly we are very well kept.
哇，画得美美的，吃得肥肥的。
We are well fed, we are plump, but we look beautiful.
但是里面那个人又软弱又衰退。
The person inside is weakly and sickly and starving.
没有锻炼, 饿得快死了。
It is not trained, it is almost about to starve.
所以我们要进到主的里面。
Let us enter into Christ.
使我们能够成为一个新人。
And become new creations.
不止外面健康,
not only healthy outwardly,
里面那个人更加的强壮,
but even healthier and stronger within.
我们最后再看回来哥林多后书的第五章哦。
Let's let us return to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章,
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十九节，18节，18节，18节，18节，他说，这一切是出于神，将他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，19，这就是神在基督里叫世人与我们和好，不叫这过犯归到他们身上，将这和好的道理 托付了我们20节，所以我们做基督的使徒，好像神劝你们一般。而在这里保罗告诉我们说，这个新造的人第四个要求。Paul
now tells us the fourth requirement for new creation.
什么要求？
What is it?
他在这里说，我们与神要和好。
We are told to be reconciled to God.
不但与神要和好，
and not only to be reconciled to Him,
更要能够接受这个所托付这个和平的道理啊。
But also to receive the entrustment of the gospel of peace.
所以今天我们如果是新造的人，
therefore, if we are new creations,
我们已经跟神和好了。
It means that we have been reconciled to God.
我们了解过去的错跟过去的罪断绝。
It means that we understood the wrongdoing of the path and we can cut off sin.
我们学习圣经， 明白神的旨意。
We have learned from the Bible. We understand God's will now.
我们重新开始走上道理的正路。
We start from a clean slate, walking in the righteous path.
这不是这样就结束了。
But this is not the end of it.
在这里主耶神的心意还有第四个要求。
There is a fourth requirement for what God wants from us.
什么要求？
And what is it?
就是神把这个福音的使命 托付给你跟我啦。
It is that God had entrusted us the mission to spread the gospel of peace.
不止我们自己要得到这个恩典。
This grace is not only unto us.
更能够跟我们周遭的人来分享主耶稣的奇妙。
But it is meant to be shared to all those around us so they can experience the marvel of Christ.
20节说， 所以我们是基督福音的使者啊。
In verse 20, we are told that we are the ambassadors of Christ.
所以新造的人就是基督福音的使者。
Therefore, new creation are ambassadors for Christ.
新造的人会为耶稣基督传扬和平的道理。
And they preach and announce the gospel of peace on behalf of Christ.
新造的人可以用他的生活成为基督耶稣的见证。
New creations are able to testify Christ through their deeds and their speech.
不只是说得像个基督徒。
Not only they speak like a Christian,
更能够活得像个基督徒。
But also they lead our lives as Christians.
这样就是在神里在主眼中新造的人啦。
And this is to be new creations in the sight of God.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，
brothers and sisters,
保罗已经把这个人生生命更新的要求列在我们眼前啦。
God has laid out before us the requirements to lead a life of new creations.
是一个很清楚的目标。
The goal is clear.
很直接的要求。
The requirement is direct.
让我们不要再自我欺骗自己。
Let us not deceive ourselves any further.
不要再以为说，哎呀，反正我有信耶稣就可以了。
Let us not keep saying, I believe and that is good enough.
信仰是不断的 努力强壮的目标。
Faith consists in constantly growing, constantly becoming stronger.
不断的前进，不断长大的要求。
It is to continue to push ourselves to improve and go
forward. 所以求主耶稣赐给我们力量。
So may the Lord grant us strength.
并且让我们能够努力朝着这个方向前进。
May He allow us to keep on striving forward in this direction.
使我们都成为一个新造的人。
So that we can all become new creations.
让我们藏在耶稣基督里面。
May we abide with Christ always.
让我们最后得享他的荣耀。
May we in the end be partakers of His glory.
活出一个有生、有意义、有价值的生命来。
Let us live lives that are meaningful and valuable.
蒙神的喜悦，
and be a delight to the Lord's sight.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
158首。
158.
我们刚谈到今天作为一个基督徒， 我们要有一个努力的目标。
We mentioned that as Christians, we need a goal to strive towards.
所以作为一个基督徒绝对不是只是口头上 或者是知识上的认识。
Being a Christian is definitely not something that we speak outwardly or merely intellectual knowledge.
而是在属灵上， 在生命中真实的改变。
But rather, it consists of true transformation from our faith and our lives.
但是要做一个新造的人， 并不是那么的容易。
But it's not that easy to become new creations.
很多时候我们有愿做的心。
Many times the heart is willing.
但是我们却缺乏行动的能力。
But the flesh is weak to perform what we need to perform.
所以我们要特别求神能力复辟，求神帮助我们。
Therefore, let us ask for God's protection and guidance and strength.
人是软弱的。
We are weak as men.
但是靠着神，我们就能够成为刚强。
By God, we can be strong.
那所以啊，主耶稣对他的门徒说。
Therefore, the Lord tell his disciples.
他说啊，我将圣，他说，当我离开了以后。
After I depart from your presence.
他说，父就要将应许的圣灵赐给你们啊。
The Lord shall grant you the promise of the Holy Spirit.
啊，使得这个圣灵成为你们生命中的引导。
Which become a guidance and a path to your life.
成为你们在征战当中的力量。
It shall become the strength in the battle.
啊，所以在罗马书的第八章里面告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8, we are told.
在罗马书八章的二十六节
Romans chapter 8 verse 26
他说况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们本不晓得当怎样祷告只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祈祷啊！啊，在这里保罗告诉我们啊
，Here Paul tells us，
他说很多时候我们非常的软弱
，Many times we are weak。
啊，但是啊，借着圣灵在我们的心中
，But through the Holy Spirit which dwells in our hearts，
借着圣灵来帮助给我们力量。
We can be strengthened by His presence.
啊，使我们知道怎么样向神祷告哦。
So we know in what manner we are to pray to God.
哦，所以圣灵是神所赐给我们最大的帮助，最大的帮助。
The Holy Spirit is the greatest help we could ever have from God.
也是我们都应当要祈求的恩典。
It is also the grace that we must pursue.
哦，所以在这个混乱的世界里面
，In this chaotic generation,
我们更需要有圣灵，并且借着圣灵常常祷告。
We have a need for the Holy Spirit and for prayer in the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以怎么求圣灵呢
？How do we pray for the Holy Spirit?
我们来到神面前，谦卑的跪下来。
Let us come before God with a humble heart and kneel down.
眼睛闭着，手合着，使我们能够专心。
We close our eyes and clasp our hands for concentration.
啊，然后我们说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We start the prayer by saying in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
然后不断的说哈利路亚赞美主。
And then we repeatedly say Hallelujah praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew word.
啊，是赞美神的意思。
Which means praise God.
我们可以把我们的问题交在他的手中。
Let us bring before him our problems.
我们也可以不断的颂赞他的圣名。
Let us also praise His word, His holy name.
所以我们如果不知道怎么祷告
，So if we do not know how to pray,
我们就说哈利路亚赞美主。
Let us say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当圣灵临到你的身上
，When the Holy Spirit comes to us,
你可以很清楚、很直接的体验
，You will clearly know that this has happened.
按照圣经上所说的
According to what the Bible teaches us,
圣经上里面说那个他们讲出一种听不懂的话来。
The Bible records how the disciples at the time spoke in tongues unknown.
虽然你听不懂
，Although you may not understand what you're saying,
圣经里面说这是在灵里述说各样的奥秘啊
But this is in the spirit. This is mysteries being proclaimed to God.
主耶稣在路加福音告诉我们
In the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus says,
他说圣灵是要给那个求的人啊
The Holy Spirit is to those who ask for it.
所以只要谦卑来到他的面前
So as long as we come to him humbly,
能够用心的在他面前祈求
If we pray earnestly before him,
神就会按照他的时间将圣灵赐给我们
Then God will surely give us his Holy Spirit according to his time and circumstance.
所以信仰不是只是一种学问
Faith is not a mere intellectual knowledge.
更不是一种心灵的安慰。
It is neither some way of comforting ourselves.
而是一种真实的触摸。
But it is to touch God and touch Him truly.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us now pray together.
请大家一起到前面来。
Let us all come forward to pray.